Well, just talk about, you know, what you think might happen today and your feeling. You know, you spoke about it yesterday. Do we know anything more today?
I don't know anything else, you know. All I know is I feel like I said yesterday, you know, I think one more run at it, and then we'll see what happens from there. You know, that's how I feel. I think I'm going to stand by that. With as far as coaches go, you know, we know players will be changed. But, you know, hopefully we get that one more season with our coaching staff.
Stevie, how much does this thing, maybe do you feel that this thing may not need to be blown up, that you guys are closer than a lot of people think?
When you look back at the season, yeah, the record isn't what we wanted. But when you look back at past seasons, when we were 6-10 or whatnot, we weren't in games. You know, this year we were in pretty much every game besides two: Seattle, San Francisco, in the first game against the Jets. You know, but first game. But when you look back at it, we only a couple plays away. You know, so the progress is being made. Maybe it's the process is just a little bit slower, but it's definitely being made. You know, I feel like, you know, one more season, I think. You know, it may be that one, you know, because like I said, you look back at these games and it's one play here, one play there from this being 9-7 or 10-6, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we'll see what happens though.
You know, this is a bottom line business though.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, that's why I say at the end of the day, it is a business, you know.
Well, Steve, you know, you don't necessarily know anything, but is it business as usual here today internally with how things are wrapping up, meetings, whatever? How it's typically gone, or has anything changed?
It's all the same, you know. Nothing's been done differently today. You know, we done got our physicals. We had our meetings, and we'll have another team meeting. Then we'll be gone.
What are your feelings today? I mean, are you angry? Are you just kind of reflective? Or what is today like for you?
I guess reflective is a good word to use. You know, I'm looking back on everything, and I wish it was longer now, because I done learned some things in the past couple of weeks where I was like, man, I wish I would have known this before. You know what I'm saying? That way I could have probably spread it throughout the locker room. You know, as far as leadership things, and you know, but you know, as I reflect on it, it's just a learning thing. You know, and I'm sure I'll have it in me for this whole offseason, and when I come back in training camp to, you know, get things going.
How different are your thoughts, Stevie? Because, you know, your future here is secure. Last year that wasn't the case, but now your future is secure here. But everybody else, there's a lot of other guys whose future might be up in the air. How do you look at that, knowing you're going to be here, but you're not really sure about some of the guys you leaned on, depended on?
Yeah, because, you know, just like you say, my future is secure. Yeah, that's only for another year. So I gotta work this offseason and this upcoming season so my future can be secure for the next season, you know. So it's continuous work, you know, and that's pretty much the mindset. You know, some things don't go as planned. You know, who knows what my season will be like next year, and then I can be, you know, one of the changes. So it's a continuous grind. We all got to be on our grind and do our part.
You mentioned yesterday that you guys felt you learned some lessons as the season went on, and then it was too little too late. What lessons do you feel you learned too late in the game to save the season?
When I said that, I was pretty much referring to myself, because I really don't know how anybody else is thinking in the locker room. But when I said that, it's just a different mentality, like frustration. You know, I show a lot of frustration. And in the position that I'm in, I realized like everybody looking at me as like a leader, you know, and you know, just the whole mindset and being on the sideline and getting at these guys. Usually I don't talk a lot, you know, and I think that presence needs to be felt, you know, a little more. And this last game, I learned that the Miami game, but this last game I tried to implement it a little bit, and it did kind of spread, you know. So that's why I just wish it was more games, so I can try to work on that with other guys, you know. But you know, I, like you said, I have another year next year, and we'll see how that
so
goes.
So it's almost like being a playmaker has convinced you to take that a step further in terms of vocal leadership. Is that
yeah?
You can't just be a playmaker; you got to be a playmaker and a vocal guy too. Or?
For the most part, you know, not the guy out in the front, hoorah, hoorah, but. You know, just doing a little bit more. Like, usually I would sit back and be like, okay, I'm just going to make plays and let that be the thing, you know. But got to do a little bit more. Got to take it up another notch.
Steve, you've said this before, you know, many times, but could you kind of sum up your feelings toward Chan in terms of him giving you a chance and how his offense fit you?
Yeah, I think overall his offense would fit any player in his league. You know, if anybody got to play in his offense, as far as offensive player, I think they'll do well. You know, because he give you a lot of freedom. As long as you're beating the man, you know, you beat the man, you can do what you want. So it's a great offense to be in. It's a great offense for me. I'm happy that I was here. I'm happy that he came here and I was able to, you know, get that opportunity from him. So, you know, my feelings about Coach Gailey is always good. You know, he gave me the opportunity, you know, he gave me my chances and everything. And I pretty much took advantage of it. But if it wasn't for him, who knows? You know, what would have happened with me.
You've been critical at times, you know, within that offense. You know, I think about the New England deal with TJ and the audible situation, things that you've said publicly. Does that offense, or if this group stays, what needs to evolve and progress in your mind along those lines?
Just as far as like things that we do, you know, internally, not necessarily, it all falls down with the coaches and stuff, but things that we do internally, as far as players, you know, that we can change. And me being the type of person I am, I'd rather have the weight on me, you know. That's why I was frustrated. You know, I was frustrated because I feel like if it was a situation where we had to get this pass or have to get this play, put it on me to either make or not make the play. You know, I don't want to be watching as my rookie teammate is into the fire. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be the one to get the shots taken at. You know, so that's pretty much it.
How difficult and frustrating is it that the aspirations that you guys had to start the season, and you know, given where you're at right now, how tough is that?
It's tough. Not because how the season went, it's just how we were so close with these games, and then how it's like the spin is like all downhill, as if there was no progress made. You know, there was progress made. One play here, one play there, and then this we're not talking about, you know, the disappointment of the season. You know, so you know, we see what's going on, we see what the coach has done and how they built the team. And then just to be sitting here talking about, you know, how disappointing the season was, and oh, would the coaches be here or not? Like, if that one play would have happened, or this other play would have happened, then we wouldn't be talking about that at all. You know what I'm saying? So that's just the frustrating part of it.